once again, back once again, back once again, back once again, back once again with a beat. Let the bass kick.
Hey, I'm Scott. Welcome to the Wisdom in All Things podcast, where each episode is an attempt to help you quickly understand and apply wisdom in all things. Three areas: mind, body, and soul. I search and sift through some things that I believe will be really important, significant to you, and I kind of boil them down to some bite-sized morsels that'll be helpful to you. You can also sign up to get the email version of this if you prefer at wisdominallthings.com, and since you're going there, you can catch the other episodes as well. This episode is called Fear Him and Have Nothing to Fear. Here's fear that pleases. Let's look at that first. What kind of heart and faith pleases God? John Piper looks at several texts to try and understand what it means for us to truly fear, biblically fear, in a good way. First, fear motivates, and John Piper describes God as being our dread. And at first glance, you're probably thinking, okay, you can't mean that. How in the world can that be? Fear of God will drive us, he says, to hope in God's steadfast love and not ourselves. So in other words, we dread that we don't trust in him the way that we should. He says, if we want to please God, it begins with fear. In Psalm 147:11, it says, the Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him. That's how we can find his pleasure, be pleasing to him. That fear or dread drives us toward him. He becomes our sanctuary. Fear can be a very, very good thing. He also presents some benefits to fear and how to follow the fear of God. So first, if we truly want to please God, it starts with fear, biblical fear. And it begs the question, do we truly fear God biblically? And I really like what John MacArthur describes of what that looks like. He says to fear God, this is what it is: to live in the reality of his holiness, his sovereignty, and his judgment of sin. It is to love God, respect him, reverence him, adore him, hold him in awe, and worship him. So Piper points to three things, three passages that in particular will help encourage us toward this biblical fear that we need to have that is pleasing to God. First, it's Psalm 25:14. The Lord confides in those who fear him. He makes his covenant known to them. If we truly want to know the heart of God, well, here's our opportunity. Psalm 34:7 is the second text. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he rescues them. When I read this, I think of a military response. Well, in the course of serving him, should the need arise, he's there to pull us out as he deems necessary. And the third passage that John Piper refers to is Psalm 103:11. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his loving kindness toward those who fear him. What greater reward could we ask for but that we receive his loving kindness? Again, from MacArthur, a little insight into God's loving kindness. He says that God is possessed by an innate goodwill towards sinners, an innate kindness. God is by nature merciful, tender-hearted, and compassionate. God withholds judgment. God grants benevolent favors because it is his nature. It is a reason to praise him. It is a reason to honor him. It is a reason to worship him. By fearing him, we are in his confidence. We are safe and greatly loved. He makes his covenant known to us. He rescues us and shows his great loving kindness toward us when we fear him. Fear him, and we have nothing to fear. Go to wisdominallthings.com to listen to other episodes and to get signed up so we can do this through email if you're into that. I'll send you the wisdom for free. Who couldn't stand to exercise a little bit more wisdom? Be sure to tell your friends about the podcast and send them to wisdominallthings.com.